imagine a world created by you in dream. Dream space, dream time, dream sun, dream earth, dream atmosphere, dream ocean, dream river, dream trees, plants, animals, dream people, you are the maker of this dream world. Your knowledge of sun manifests in the form of sun. Understand this. Your knowledge of sun is the sun there. As you think of sun, space, time come into being. All out of you, the earth, ocean, river, aquatic animals, plants, trees, people, all including a body for yourself, mind, senses, all this are your knowledge. All this idam jagat sarvam, your knowledge. From the standpoint of a person you have created in the dream, imagine you have created in the dream a person, a friend of yours. From that person's standpoint, this jagat, what he conferences, has come from all knowledge, conscious being, all knowledge, conscious being, Sarva Shakti. In fact, for him, you are Ishwara. Not only You are the maker. You are the material too. Means you don't need anything other than yourself to create this jagat. That is why your knowledge manifests in the form of sun, space, time, earth, in space and time, and everything else. In the dream world, where are you? Where you are not. You are the world. In the dream, you have created a person. This person is told, Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam. This person is told, this world, the person conference, is to be understood as Ishvara. His body, his mind, his senses are all pervaded by Ishvara. So too, everyone else in the dream. Imagine your father, your mother, your brother, your sister. Imagine. Everyone's body, mind, senses, everyone's world is pervaded, sustained, governed by Ishvara, you. Now you see this body, your body, mind, senses, is but a manifestation of all knowledge that is Ishvara. All knowledge, conscious being, all knowledge, consciousness, really speaking, all knowledge, consciousness is the sun. You are awake now, is the sun, space, time, atmosphere, galaxy, our atmosphere, earth, ocean, river, mountains, plants, trees, animals, human beings, your father, your mother, uncle, cousin, brother, well, everyone, and your own body. Senses, mind, all are but a manifestation, are but manifestation of all knowledge, consciousness. Sometimes this conscious being, little difficult, creates some problem. All knowledge, consciousness. Therefore, what is Ishvara? Space, time, everything in the physical world is Ishvara. Physical order, Ishvara. Every life form is Ishvara. Every cell, Ishvara. The order, biological, Ishvara. Prana, every life form has life, functions. Physiological order, this one vast order, Ishvara. Prana, Ishvara. Senses, mind, knowing, memory, recognition, inference, all means of knowing Ishvara. Emotions, psychological order, pervades, governs every emotion. No emotion is outside Ishvara. Anxiety pervaded by the order of Ishvara. You are there very much. It's individual anxiety, but governed by the total order, which you study in psychology. The individual manifestation, individual emotion with a personal background governed by a common order, collective order. that is Ishvara. Therefore, your guilt, I just want you to see, is your guilt outside the presence of Ishvara? Is Ishvara guilty? Or are you guilty? Or guilt is within the order of Ishvara? When you recognize the order that is Ishvara, can this guilt have any hold on you? Does hurt you, or hurt was, guilt was, shame was? Even if shame is, guilt is, hurt is, it's all, is it not, within the order of Ishvara? Given the background, can I avoid omission? Could I, given the background, could I avoid commission? Leaving me guilty. Understand, are you not in order? Are you not in order? All this knowledge, all this knowledge in one word, Om, a word that is relevant to you. Say that word Isha, Ishvara, Lord, Maheshwara, Vishveshwara. One word, Shiva, Narayana, one word, Ganesha. Repeat the word. Namaha. Repeat the word. Namaha. 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 I let go, let Ishvara be. Namaha. 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 Om
शांति शांति।